Time Warner Audiobooks presents Cat and Mouse, written by James Patterson, read by Keith David and Anthony Heald.
Washington, D.C. The Cross House was 20 paces away, and the proximity and sight of it made Gary Sinise's skin prickle. It was Victorian style, white shingled, and extremely well kept. As Sinise stared across Fifth Street, he slowly bared his teeth in a sneer that could have passed for a smile. This was perfect. He had come here to murder Alex Cross and his family. His eyes moved slowly from window to window, taking in everything. On two occasions, he caught sight of Cross's elderly grandmother as she shuffled past one of the downstairs windows. Nana Mama's long, purposeless life would soon be at an end. He moved across Fifth Street, careful to stay in the shadows. Then he disappeared into the thick yews and forsythia bushes that ran like sentries alongside the front of the house. He carefully made his way to a whitewashed cellar door, which was to one side of the porch just off the kitchen. It had a master padlock, but he had the door open in seconds. He was inside the Cross House. He was in the cellar. The cellar was a clue for those who collected them. The cellar was worth 1,000 words, 1,000 forensic pictures, too. It was important to everything that would happen in the very near future. The Cross murders. There were no large windows, but Sinise decided not to take any chances.